All right, so who's coming today?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Who is Santa Claus also? What's his real name? Yes?
Saint.
Say again? Saint Nicholas. And who was Saint Nicholas? What did Saint Nicholas do? Do you know what he did? Why is he so important? He gives presents, that's right. In his The Life of the Saints, it talks about how St. Nicholas helped a family. You know what a dowry is? Have you heard that word? No? So, in the olden days, when a girl wanted to get married, the family had to pay the groom, the husband's family, to take her. It's called a dowry. And in the olden days, the reason is because if you're getting married to someone, right, that family is now going to have to feed you, right? Mom and dad doesn't feed you anymore. That family feeds you. So that money went to the family to help them take care of you. That's what's called a dowry. And in the old days, this is what they used to do. So there was a family. There's a story of a family that had three daughters. Do we have any family that have three daughters? You guys are three daughters, right? Yeah, there you go. You're not three daughters. Edgar's not a daughter. He's, right? Your brother's not a daughter. Three siblings, right. So three daughters, right? And so what ends up happening in the story is that the father doesn't have enough money for a dowry to give to each, for each daughter. So what does Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, do? You know what he does?
He gives money.
He gives money. Oh, yes? Hey, what were you going to say?
He gives money.
How does he give money? Does he come right up and say, here's the money for your daughters? No. How does Santa do it? How does St. Nicholas do it?
He wraps it and leaves it under house.
You're so close. You're on the right path. You're right. So he gives, yes? Good, yes. So there were no Christmas trees then, but they did have... What do I have on here? Stockings. So there's a story that they have their stockings hanging near the fireplace, right? And so what St. Nicholas does is he throws the money through a window in a little bag. Santa Claus. There's this other name, St. Nick. So he throws the money through a window and it ends up getting stuck in one of the stockings. That's the tradition. Another time he throws it and goes into their shoe instead. But he throws it through the window. And why is this so important? Why is that so important that he does it secretly?
So they don't know
Who is it from, right? St. Nicholas came from a very, very, very wealthy family, very rich family. He was very rich. He's giving money. Have you heard this before with Christianity? He comes down to you. But also, what does Jesus say? When Jesus, I know, I'm putting you on the spot. Jesus says, when you give, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. That means you have to stay secretly so people don't know that you're doing good. He doesn't want you, God and Jesus, Jesus does not want you going around and saying to everyone, hey, did you hear? I gave all this money to Michael. Right? He doesn't want that going on. He doesn't want people going around and saying, I'm giving money to everybody. I'm doing this. Look, I helped all these people. right? He wants you to do it quietly. He wants you to do it secretly and not go advertising to everybody. He says you do this, right, Michael? You do this so that later on, God will reward you greatly. If you say to everybody, oh, look what I did. I did all these things for all these people. And everybody says, oh, good job, good job, good job. That's your reward. And it's done. But if you do it secretly and you don't tell anybody, later on, God will bless you with more things. He'll bless you with more things. So what my... You're going to get homework assignment today. Okay? You get homework. All right? Besides your Armenian school and classes you have to do, your homework is, we're going to see each other when again? January 8th. So between now and January 8th, between now and Christmas time, right? I want you, hold on, to do something good for somebody in your house or somebody else secretly. I don't want you to tell. I don't want you to go clean your room and go tell, hey, Mom, I cleaned my room. Okay? Look, now I get to have dessert tonight, right? Yeah. I don't want you going and doing that. Or Maya, I don't want you going and changing your little sister's diaper and then going and saying, Dad, look, I changed the diaper, all right? I don't want you doing that. What I do want you to do is something secret and quietly, something good, and just leave it and don't tell anybody you did it. Can you guys do that this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Ah,
good question. What if they spot you? That's okay. If they spot you, that happens. But you should still do things, all right? Right? Sometimes they do. That's how they found out about St. Nicholas. The father was like, why is there money going through the window every night? So he went outside to look the third time, and he saw St. Nicholas throwing it through, right? So he spotted him. But St. Nicholas didn't go around telling everyone he did it, right? So if they spot you, it's okay, but don't do it so that they spot you. Don't be like, I'm going into my room now. And then you start cleaning it and be like, Mom, come and look in here. And then she's like, what's going on? Oh, my room is clean. Don't do that. Okay? Ayo. Yes. Exactly. If your family spots you, you do another thing so that they won't spot you. Very good. Yes, Maya, and then we'll... That's even better, that they didn't notice that you did it. But if you did something and they don't notice that it was even done, it's okay. It's okay. All right?